But first, as the Delta variant continues to spread across the Central Valley, health officials are urging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's especially true in areas with extremely low vaccination rates, also known as vaccination deserts. KVPR's Madi Bolaños went to a small, unincorporated community in South Tulare County to see why so few people there have been vaccinated.
It's a hot Tuesday afternoon in Tipton. Residents from across South Tulare County stop at the community's only mini-mart to pick up food or to cash their checks. 29-year-old Junior Toscano works in agriculture and lives in Tipton. He walks out of the mini-mart without a mask, and he says he doesn't have the COVID-19 vaccine either.
My mom always tells me to get it, but I haven't done it.
And he isn't the only one in the predominantly Latino zip code that is not eager to get it. Of the 3,500 people over age 12 living in the Tulare County zip code that includes Tipton, 31% have been fully vaccinated. That's according to state data released this week. The area's vaccination rate is lower than both the state's rate at about 63% and the county's, which was about 34% as of late July. And it's no longer an issue of supply. Tulare County has taken steps to site more vaccine clinics in rural areas, and officials say they have seen a slight uptick in vaccination rates in July. But they acknowledge there is more work to do to boost vaccination rates in some pockets of the county. So why do some areas, like the zip code including Tipton, still have such low vaccination rates?
There's no investment on the infrastructure. There's no investment on services.
Marie Perez Ruiz is the executive director for the Central Valley Empowerment Alliance, a community-based organization in South Tulare County. She says the root cause of low vaccination rates in communities like Tipton is a lack of investment.
And if anything, services are taken away from rural communities and placed in other more affluent communities.
Perez Ruiz says the low turnout at vaccination events is a result of decades of distrust in the county's local government.
It's a lot of redlining in institutional racism that has been, you know, taking place for generations. And it's tragic. You know, it's going to take a lot of work for us to correct that.
Baranvir Sidhu is the chief clinical officer for the Family Healthcare Network, an organization that has participated in vaccine clinics across Tulare County. He says there are several reasons that some Tulare County communities have low vaccination rates.
Whether somebody is homeless or they don't have the financial or the educational resources, or sometimes they don't have the transportational resources. I think that's very much prevalent in our Central Valley.
He says the county's public health department has tried to reduce some of those barriers by bringing more vaccine clinics out to underserved areas. The next step to boost vaccination rates must be dispelling misinformation about the shot, he says, especially with the more aggressive Delta variant spreading through the valley.
We are seeing an uptick of COVID admissions a little bit, not to the extent like last winter, but I think the journal conversation is that the people are saying they wish they would have gotten the vaccine earlier.
We speak to five people outside the Tipton Mini Mart on an afternoon in mid-July, and all of them tell us they haven't been vaccinated. No one in their household has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine either. My colleague tells one of them, Salah Alamzi, that there is a vaccine clinic taking walk-ins just down the street.
I've seen signs, but I haven't, like, had the chance to, like, go there or see.
38-year-old Alvaro Saucedo, who lives in nearby Early Mart, says he doesn't want to get the vaccine because he feels it's too soon. He contracted COVID-19 last year, but he didn't get any symptoms. He says that's another reason he doesn't feel the need to get the vaccine unless he has to.
Maybe if they require it, well, then we'll have to take it. But as long as it's not required by law, no, I don't really plan to get it.
For Jeanette Bano, a mother of six who lives in the Tipton area, it's a lack of information. She says she didn't know the CDC was allowing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to be administered again following a brief pause. She also didn't know there were other vaccines she could get instead.
The more people know, the higher the possibility that they'll get the vaccine.
Still, when we tell her there is a free walk-in clinic nearby, she says she doesn't have the time, showing the challenges Tulare County health officials will face as they try to boost rates in some vaccination deserts. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.
This story is part of the Central Valley News Collaborative, which is supported by the Central Valley Community Foundation with technology and training support by Microsoft Corporation.